talked about the cleansing from sin, the forgiveness that comes in Jesus Christ. Water baptism is simply an outward profession of an inward commitment. They're just outwardly showing today the commitment that they have made to Jesus Christ. And I'm so grateful that you are able to be here today to be able to witness that, to hear their testimonies, and to see them follow the Lord in the area of baptism. I just wanted to explain to you how we baptize here by reading a passage. And it's from Mark chapter 1, and it's beginning with verse 9. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan." And by the way, interesting, it was in Jordan. Nothing special about the water there, but it was just that in Jordan, they found enough water where they were able to actually immerse or to baptize. The word baptize is really just a transliteration of the Greek word baptismo, which actually means in our English language to immerse. And so that's what we do, that we practice baptism by immersion. It says that Jesus, when he went down in the water, came straightway up out of the water, which emphasized the fact that he was immersed there in baptism. "And straightway coming out of water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, 'Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" And I want you to know today, baptismal candidates, that what you are doing is pleasing to God. It was pleasing to God when Jesus was baptized. It's pleasing to God today when you are baptized and following him in that area. And it says, "And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him." And it goes on to say, though, that now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." And what I noticed there and what I wanted to point out was that, first of all, Jesus was baptized. He then faced some temptation from Satan. And again, that's why I wanted to talk to you about Joshua today, the high priest. You might face some temptation. The accuser of the brethren, he accuses, but you need to put him in his proper place, all right? Don't let him accuse you wrongly. And the way that we know if it's satanic accusation or Holy Spirit conviction is if you have prayed and asked for forgiveness and it comes up again, that's Satan. Because when God forgives, he forgives, and he doesn't keep bringing it up. So there's a difference, and you need to know the difference between conviction and accusation. So the thing, though, that follows that is ministry. Jesus was, after he was tempted, he went in the Spirit and power, and he began to preach and began his ministry. I'm praying that you have new levels of ministry through following the Lord in baptism today. And I want everybody to understand that what's going to happen is they're going to come into the water and we are going to immerse them. We're going to baptize them. And when we do that, it's a beautiful picture of what Jesus did for us. Jesus, when he went on the cross, he died for our sins. And that is pictured by going under the water. And then he was buried. And we, Paul says, are buried with him in the waters of baptism. So that is death to self there. We are buried with him. But then just as Jesus came out of the tomb and was gloriously resurrected, you come out of the water to walk in newness of life, to walk in the resurrected life, the power of the resurrection. So that's what we are picturing here today. So I'm going to ask if a couple of guys could maybe move the communion table here. And we could just kind of get set up here. Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to come up, they're going to give a little testimony, and they're going to have somebody to pray over them. So, Christine is first.
I can say that twice in my life, Christ saved my life from the hands of somebody else, and three times he saved my life from my own hands. And there's a reason why I'm here, or I wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't have saved me five times. I was baptized once before in a different church, and this time for me, I'm going to die in myself and come back with Christ in this family, my new family. And I'm so thankful for you guys and for this church. So.
Her mother is one of my good friends. And I go over there quite often and visit Susie.
Yeah.
And Susie is very proud of where her daughter has come from. And she talks about Susie and her other two sisters. But she's very proud of Susie, and I am too. I mean, Susie's very proud of Christine, and I am too. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this honor and privilege. The last time it was with Gina Lehman, she asked me to pray over her. And that was over 12 years ago. And I continue to pray over Gina. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me a scripture to pray over you. It's very special to me. I was born March 16th, 1951. Colossians is the 51st book of the Bible. Chapter 3 is my month. And I'm going to give you 12 through 17. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so you do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, within all wisdom, teaching psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. He loves you. So
much. It's the same birthday for me.
She's here.
Yeah.
Christine is really one who really seeks the Lord, desires the Lord. I can tell she's got a real hunger for God, and it's like she's made it enough. One of the things I prayed with her for today, actually, she'd asked me to pray before, was for the salvation of her family, her children, and the generations to come. So you could, when you remember Christine, pray for that for her. Christine, after hearing your testimony and knowing that you have professed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's my great privilege today to be able to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I was baptized back in 1987. I was 8 years old, or I think it was 87. Since then, a lot of things have happened. I've sinned greatly. And so, I know it would be a nice world if we only had to do certain things once. But it's also nice to do a good thing again.
Father in heaven, I come before you this morning, Father God, and I hold up Joe to you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that Joe is willing to come forward again and profess his faith in you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that he and Christine both together, Lord, committed themselves to each other. It was not too long ago. And now they're recommitting themselves to you, Lord. And I just pray you bless this union, Lord. Greatly, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Joe, it sounds like you are wanting just a kind of a refreshment, a new start.
Yeah.
After being a child and being baptized. And one time we talked, do you remember talking to me about how you love to see people baptized?
Yes.
I thought he's going to be setting the example here. And our prayer for you is that you, from this time on, you have sanctity and holiness to the Lord. And that this baptism is a real encouragement to you in that regard. So, you want to cover your nose there? Upon hearing your profession of faith in Jesus Christ and confessing Him as your Lord and Savior, it is our privilege today to be able to baptize you in the front of these witnesses in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Before.
Good morning. I was born and raised Catholic, and, you know, having been baptized as a baby and confirmed when I was a young adult, when I started going to the Assemblies of God in Durand, I was given many opportunities to be baptized. And I always kind of, oh, I've already been baptized. There was always some kind of reason or excuse. When that Assemblies of God was closed, we floundered for a while, and we found this church. And I've always had it kind of in my heart that, oh, the Lord, really, I really need to be baptized again. But I was, you know, still unsure. And the first Sunday we came to this church, they were baptizing. And, okay, I kind of get it. But I waited, and you had another baptism chance, and I was like, no. And then finally, right before COVID, you were going to have another baptism, and I had decided, and I had talked to Pastor, and the week before that happened, I had a cousin that I had found out that he was passing, and the month before that, I kept getting, I've got to talk to him, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to talk to him about? I don't know. And that Sunday before the baptism, he had his funeral, and one of his greatest passions was that he wanted everybody to know that he had found Jesus and he had been baptized. And I'm like, that's what I was supposed to talk to him about. But God has been knocking on my door, and today I'm going to open it, and I'm looking forward to a new life.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving Sherry the courage to do this. She's been wanting to get it done for quite a while. Let it be an experience for her that she'll cherish and never forget for the rest of her life.
Amen.
Thank you for everything you're doing and have did and are going to do in our lives. Thank you for showing us this church. Let everybody be here, be blessed, and let their prayers be answered. Amen.
Amen.
Follow, though not go with me.
You both are.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm really excited.
Oh, you do first.
I'm sorry.
She's really excited.
That's why I asked her to pray for me. Oh, God bless you all. I hope I can do this.
You can.
I'm a war baby. I was born in 1944, before D-Day. And in faith, my parents and my great loving grandmother brought me to the baptismal font in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And if the churches ever open up in Minnesota, we can have the memorial service for my mom. And that's where we will be going. But after the war, we moved to Minnesota because Dad's department at Ellis Chalmers with steam turbines in the battleships was closed. So Mom and Dad had a new life to build. Mom had to be away from her family, going and getting used to Dad's family. But my grandmother gave her her Bible. And Mother's connection with that Bible influenced me my whole life. In high school, I would get up, and Mother was sitting by the big picture window in Edina with her Bible, always having devotions with the Lord in the morning. And that was such a testimony to me. I didn't get my own Bible until I confirmed my faith in 1958. And it was a church that preached Christ, a lot of history of Christianity. But Jesus was over there to me. And when I confirmed my faith, I wanted to be the best daughter he'd ever had. Well, you can't do that without the Holy Spirit. And in 1971, through a lay institute for evangelism that Mike and I were teaching, we had taught about how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been walking in, knowing how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But I didn't know until 1971 that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me personally and wanted a personal relationship with me. And it's because of that that he got me on the right track, broke my first engagement at St. Olaf College, and a month later, Michael came on the scene. And how could I turn my back on a musician as fabulous as this man? Because music was so much a part of our life. My dad had played the saxophone and the violin. And he is so fabulous on it. But anyway, then we moved out here after raising 6 children in the love of the Lord with the Bible studies, trying to give them Christian education, and being persecuted our whole married life. The other day, the other week, besides Debbie telling me, everybody is being afflicted right now. Then Pastor came forth with Acts 14:22. And it was the reason, the Holy Spirit granted me the reason why our life has been. My mother-in-law said I should write a book. I might. But I thank the Lord for bringing us here, thanks to Cindy and Al. Amen. It was so hard to leave Christ the King, but God wanted us a part of a bit different part of the body of Christ to use the gifts and talents that he has given us in however he calls us to follow Jesus as he was baptized. So I desire to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So God bless you all. Thank you for all your prayers. So glad to be here.
Amen. Good girl.
Good girl.
I didn't tell you my whole life. How about that?
Did you want to pray first? You go. I go first. Okay. First of all, I was baptized 2 years ago. And I was really glad when Bonnie said that she has just been moved to be baptized. I just have to say, baptized as a baby with the water drink or sprinkles was one thing, but to be here and be immersed in the water and be baptized, wow, my heart changed. And I hope you experience the same, because the Holy Spirit is powerful. He will truly change your life, change your heart. And I encourage any of you to really go to the Lord and see if you should look at baptism again, because it is just honoring to publicly claim Jesus. So Bonnie, I just am grateful to be your prayer partner. Thank you, Father God, for this day. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here and filling our room with his presence, and also with Bonnie as she proclaims her faith in you. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his favor on you and give you his peace. In the powerful and beautiful name of Jesus, I pray this.
Thank
Amen.
You, thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I praise and thank you for giving me that vision 55 years ago of who my wife would be. I thank you so much for all the things that have happened through the years, that she has been my helper in so many ways. And I thank you and praise you that she has a heart that wants to serve you and has been serving you. And I just pray now that you'd fill her with your Holy Spirit to the fullest extent that she's wanting to be, and that
obey.
And that she'd go forth and serve you all the days of her life. And thank you too that I am part of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
She is tenacious, and she knows what she needs to do, she's going to do it. And she
she's doing that today. It's hard for her to get down the tub. I congratulate you, and I pray God's blessing and new abiding way in your life. So, it is our great pleasure today, after hearing your testimony of faith, your salvation experience, I know that you have confessed Jesus as both your Savior and Lord. And so we baptize you today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
This is the third time that I've been baptized. The first time was as an infant, and we know that wasn't right because the Bible says to repent and be baptized. I didn't have any choice in it. The second time was right after I became a Christian. I had been raised in the Catholic Church, and I always thought that if you follow the laws and follow the traditions, that your chances of getting to heaven were pretty good. And so that's what I thought to do. And when I heard that you should accept Jesus into your heart, I thought, well, it's not against any of the rules that I know. So it's probably okay to accept Jesus into your heart. I didn't have a clue what was going to happen after that. So it was like a whole new world opened up. But so my second baptism was kind of weird. I was a brand new Christian. We had just moved back to the cities. The lady who led me to the Lord wasn't around. I only knew the Catholic Church, and I made up my mind that I wanted to join a Pentecostal church. I thought all Pentecostal churches were the same. And so I looked up in the yellow pages in the phone book for a Pentecostal church, and I found an apostolic Pentecostal church. And so I thought, that was okay. So I started attending. The apostolic Pentecostal church is kind of a different denomination. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe in only praying to Jesus. And when I got baptized there, I was only baptized in the name of Jesus. And I always felt kind of funny about that because there were other circumstances. None of my family was there. My mom thought that I was going to hell because I was leaving the Catholic Church and I was joining a cult. And so there was no way any of my relatives were going to be there. My husband wasn't there, my kids weren't there, none of my relatives were there, and I really didn't know anyone in that church. So I was kind of like hiding it. And I never felt right about that. But today my husband is here. I have a sister and brother-in-law here. And my son is here. And so it means a lot to me that I can do this. And I just want to say, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful for Jesus. He means everything to me.
I would do anything for him. So that little prayer of accepting him in my heart, I had no idea how my life was going to change after that. And it's more than just accepting him. I want to live for him. That's it.
It is my privilege and honor to stand with Fran. She exemplifies the definition of a good woman and wife in the book of Proverbs. She is the best woman that I know, and I'm thankful and I'm proud to be her husband. And Fran, I just honor you, and I pray that the Lord will shine upon you as you are his daughter, and I pray that this experience will fill you with the Holy Spirit as you put on, again, the robe of righteousness of Christ and to walk with him the rest of your life. And I'm glad that I'm a part of that with you. Amen. Amen.
Fran, what a wonderful testimony.
Beautiful.
And the testimonies that you heard today, you can't refute. God did a work in these people's lives. What an amazing thing. I didn't know, I guess you did tell me, but I really never clicked that your family never got to witness your baptism before. But what a wonderful thing that you are able to demonstrate that commitment today with family, friends, loved ones, your church family. Amazing thing. God bless you. She is an example of a Christian lady who leads by example in her home, in her church. So God bless you. And it's what a privilege today to be able to baptize a friend. They just, her and Dick celebrated 50 years. And what a testimony that is. So, because of your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, my great honor to baptize you today in the name of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
a great day. I want to thank Pastor Josh and our deacons, James and Dan. And we have another deacon. I didn't know Matt was going to be back today. But Matt, would you come and pray over the food and these people that got baptized? And one of my, I love every baptism, but I will never, ever forget amen. When you and your family.
Yes. Oh, amen.
You got baptized. And it's like you just said, five minutes in the power of the world.
I am so grateful for this church. I heard this week, we saw these statistics from Barna Group, that in the next 18 months, they figured that 20% of the churches are going to close. We're not going to close. We're going forward, as evidenced by the fact today, that more people follow the Lord than baptism. Love you all.
We love you.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Bless you. You're dismissed.